Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
No, it's just me.
Oh, it's just you.
Yeah, we don't know where Willie is. He's on his way, I'm sure. He's taking a cab. He's shooting down California Street. He's churning into the Mission, and we don't know where
just
he
like
is.
Just like Steve McQueen and Bullet.
That's right.
Flying over the California
Hill. Popping over the Sacramento Street Hill.
Well, how are you, Mr. Durst? You guys have a good show today.
Oh, we get a great show. We got, of course, because it's D.C. Thursday, Marianne Akers and Bob Summerby. Marianne from Roll Call Magazine, or newspaper, Roll Call Newspaper is going to join us. And, of course, people want a little preview of what Bob Summerby is going to talk about. They can always go to dailyhowler.com. But that's not it. We got local stuff, too. We got Tim Redman from the Big Guardian and a pleasant visit. They're always pleasant from Bill Lockyer, the current California Attorney General, not to mention Dorka Keene is going to be here, and I will find out who she is.
I can tell you who she is.
Oh, who is she?
She used to work for Willie when he was mayor, and she is a member of Gavin Newsom's what they call the kitchen cabinet. She's a big political player in town. She does fundraising and stuff and tries to get women elected to public office, and she's also big on the arts. And coming up this Sunday, starting at noon and from now on, she's hosting a half-hour show on the lively arts, if you will.
I see. So there's a little cross-promotion going on.
Yeah, she's cool.
Excellent.
You'll have a good time with her.
And look who joined us.
Who, John? You just don't know how cool.
Ah, hi, Willie.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, your friend Dorka coming in today. We're real thrilled about having her new show on the station.
Yeah, she should be a lot of fun. She's a very talented, very beautiful woman, too, by the way.
Hello.
Drives a sports car, for sure, I think.
And she's smart as a whip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's got it all.
We'll be here from 7 to 10, John, keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quay.
Now, that's reassuring. Thank you. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24-7 at our website, quakeradio.com. It's the San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special news presentation of 960 The Quake. The San Jose Grand Prix. The economics behind the checkered flag. A special in-depth look at this unique race and what it means to San Jose and the Silicon Valley.
On the economic starting block, the San Jose Grand Prix, proving to be one of the biggest business boons for the Silicon Valley since maybe the dot-com boom.
First of all, it's a three-day event. So people come to the city, stay in the city. Of course, they eat and they shop in the city. They come mostly to have fun, and they come ready to spend money.
And spending money they did to the whopping tune of more than $23 million. Cyril Isnard is the general manager of the Fairmont Hotel.
The city was full. It was full of energy, was full of spectators, and also full with hotel and restaurant guests.
San Jose's economic development director, Paul Krutko, says the Grand Prix was a financial win-win for everyone.
Having these kind of events for hotels and restaurants is like their Christmas period for a retailer.
Full agreement there from San Jose's Fairmont Hotel GM, Cyril Isnard, admitting there was lots of skepticism initially.
I think we had doubts about the success of the Grand Prix, and it was a great, wonderful surprise.
There were lots of worries about not enough fans attending or the stereotypically rowdy crowds, but business owners were proved wrong again.
Business was fabulous. We were expecting maybe 25, 30,000 visitors a day, and we had up to 70,000 visitors and good crowds, fun crowds, well-behaved. So it was a good surprise and a great event.
There's just over a week left before the start of the 2006 Grand Prix race. So move over, Monaco. The city of San Jose is speeding up to your tail and about to pass.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix. For more information, log on to our website, quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Time for quick traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
704 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report brought to us by the Sleep Train. We had an overturned tar truck and gooey tar in all lanes of westbound 24 on the east side of the Caldecott Tunnel, and then they got that all cleaned up. Now there's a two-car crash on 24 westbound right after the Caldecott. Maybe they slid around in that leftover goo. It's pretty slow from the 680-24 interchange all the way up. Once you get to the maze, it's not too bad, but to the end of the parking lot is the backup. Metering lights are on. 80 eastbound accident in Vallejo just after American Canyon Road. Big rig with a ruptured gas tank over in the shoulder, so they'll need hazmat to clean that up. Spare the air day today. Free rides on everyone, most of them. BART running on time this hour. Hurry into Sleep Train today, and you'll sleep free till 2008 on approved credit when you buy any premium mattress set. No down payment, no monthly payment, no interest for up to 18 months. Sleep Train, sure ticket to a better night's sleep. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Coming at you at the speed of the truth,
which is about 660 feet per second, I believe. Miles per hour. We're here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. 960 The Quake. We're live at the Vitale Hotel. Why, thank you. This is the Will and Willie Show. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Durst. How are you?
I'm beat.
Why? What did you do last night?
Well, I didn't get my little customary nap. I usually get two naps during the week, and I've been nap deficient recently. We're getting some trees cut down in the back of our house.
You told me about that little
380-foot firs that were planted by Arch, the guy who built the house in 1947. He brought them down from the Sierras. They're Sierra firs, and so I got to stay up during the day, watch the guys climb up the tree, smoking cigarettes. Steve is incredible. He's using ropes. He's up there. He's just cutting branches. So he cut all the branches down of both the big trees, not the curvy little one, but both the big trees. So all the branches are off. So I got two 80-foot sticks in my backyard.
Query, is that the way the permit authorized you to take these trees down?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're under oath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but just checking.
Yeah.
I'm interested in making sure that.
Oh yeah, we get all the permits. Yeah.
We don't lose you. I don't want them coming in here and mistaking me for you.
No. I don't think they're gonna find any trees in your backyard. How was your day yesterday?
It was eventful. I had to run down to Vegas to speak to a group of labor people. Holding a convention at Bally's, 1,800, 1,800 people.
Oh, my God.
And the Bakers Union and the, the Candy Makers Union, all those people. And they all resemble people who tasted their product.
It was a national convention?
It's a national convention.
Siege was there?
And workers. Yeah, workers. But the main people were the people who baked the bread. And the premier people were the people who baked bread for Bodine's here in San Francisco. They were like the superstars. And they flew in bread with them, and people were eating their bread.
Sourdough all over the place.
That's right. And they apparently packed them so quickly after they'd been baked, they were still warm. Oh, and they were sticking to the paper on the deal. You know, because they obviously perspired a little bit in there. So it was an interesting experience. Lou Gerardo, who heads that whole operation, was my host. He flew down with us, and it was quite an experience in the air because there was some bad air. Real bad air. There was a weather front, no sunshine in Vegas. Believe it or not, no sunshine in Vegas in July. Wind everywhere, bouncing around. And
No rain. Flash
flood. But there was going to be some. I don't have a great relationship with the Lord, but when the planes start to drop around.
You reintroduced yourself to him yesterday?
I did. And it dawned on me, I'd be better off praying on for the pilot and for Lou. And that's what I did. I figured, don't let anything happen to them. I'm with them.
Don't keep asking
ride.
For yourself.
Right. Don't ask. No.
Lord,
not that selfish. No. I would never ask for me. And it worked. We got there and we got back. And it was fun because when we were going to return, I debated. You know, I could see Southwest going into Oakland versus this little bitty plane that I was on. It's four-seater. It was cool, though. I got back. I'm in one piece. Took a little bit more time than it should have taken.
It was a prop jet, right?
It was a prop jet, yeah. It wasn't very fast.
Apparently not. 2.5 hours down.
It was very safe, though. It was very safe. The pilot was just a young guy, a real young guy. It looked like maybe this was his second or third flight. And that troubled me a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I figured, what the hell? You know, all would be missing is a co-host.
Yeah.
And that's not a big deal.
That's not
a big deal at all.
Nah, I could draft anybody from, walking down the street.
This is one of those rare occasions when I walked in, and as I was walking in, there was, and then all of a sudden, the wave. Almost like it was a wave, and people started standing up. And by the time I got to the front, they were yelling, "Willie Brown, Willie Brown." It was amazing. I felt like Barry on number 73.
Oh, that's great. Did you get a little room to repair into?
No. I went straight to the stage, did my number, got introduced, shook a few hands, took some photographs,
How long did you speak?
Number. I spoke for about 35, 40 minutes, particularly since I had no idea of what I was going to say
until
I started to speak.
You didn't get to hear them before you,
to
hear what they said so you could bounce off of that.
No, the only thing I heard was when I was walking in, way down the hall, I could hear what I thought was Ted Kennedy's voice. And all I could think about was, am I coming in here following Ted Kennedy? And then I heard Nancy Pelosi's voice. Then I realized this must be tapes.
A video, yeah.
Video. Then I heard George Miller's voice. So it was, and they all had just one little, one sentence. And what they were doing is they were stalling. I was due at 2:15. This was about 2:20. And so I was maybe 5 minutes late. And they had just inserted some stuff to stall. Kind of like, John Bradley Scott speaking.
Right, when
same
we
thing.
Run out of
stuff. Yeah, that's right. John Bradley Scott, they were at that version. So that's all I heard. I heard nothing else. Then I heard my introduction, and I go right to the stage.
They sound well prepared.
They were in great shape. They clearly. And then I discovered that the president has been the same guy for 14 years. That's unusual.
Yeah, usually they roll over.
Oh, have to. There's always some insurgents, and not the kind that they got in Iraq. Yeah. But this time, no. This guy's been 14 years, and he's going to be more. So I talked about term limits and and how they should possibly apply, since I'd probably still be mayor if they didn't have term limits.
That's way cool that you went to a national convention and they knew who you were coming in and gave you the slow applause with the build up, because I know you're an icon here in San Francisco in the 415 and the 49 Mile Square, and then of course in California, but you wouldn't expect, I mean, I know that people in the Midwest know who you are because I tell people that, I'm sure this happens to you. I'm sure you tell people in the Midwest that you're co-host with Will Durst, and they go, oh, Will Durst. But I say Willie Brown in the Midwest, and of course they know who you are.
Well, I worked on that for a long time to get it out there.
To raise.
And my guess is that I had been featured in some publications there, among them in their convention brochure and what have you. So it wasn't difficult, too difficult to figure out who I was, and probably a few people knew who I was, and they proceeded to, you know, add the flavor. And it just worked. It worked beautifully.
And then you came
it
home.
Inspired me. Absolutely inspired me. And I got up there and I performed, you know, and I told the joke of the day. I did the burst of Durst.
Oh, yeah.
I did what would Willie do.
So they got a little bit of the show.
I did the progressive news. I did it all.
The Quake Kicker.
That's right. I did the whole show. And I announced what will come tomorrow.
Tomorrow is DC Thursday. And they were very confused.
Yes. So they had no idea what the hell I was talking about. But there were so many Northern Californians there. I was frankly amazed. I didn't know we had that many people in the bacon industry. And some Southern Californians. I recognized one guy. I looked out there and I see this guy, and he looks like somebody I know. Sure enough, he is the brother to Richard Polanco. He's a union official from Southern California. Polanco served with me in the legislature. This guy's a dead ringer for his brother. I thought for a minute it might have been Richard, except that it was a little bit bigger than Richard, you know what I mean? It would be Richard who was working to subdivide.
thriving on his product, yes.
Right. So it was a good afternoon. I'm glad I did it. It took a total of about 7 hours out of my day, and I don't have 7 hours to give to anybody. 3 hours at a time is the most I've ever given anybody. This show, I've given more time than I've given anything else in the world, period.
I know, it's amazing.
3 hours a day. You're telling me?
3 hours.
Oh, man. My attention has been, I suffer from attention deficit disorder. And 3 hours a day, a lot of medication.
Well, I'm on my second cup of coffee.
I don't have any yet.
I noticed that.
People aren't looking out for me anymore. That's just part of the deal.
See, that's the problem. Familiarity breeds.
But I got to tell you, though, somebody called me on my machine. And one of the judges called me, and he said that he has been tuning in. And what he loves most about the show is the first 10 or 15 minutes. He said, you guys sound like you're still in the bar from the night before. He says he laughs.
There's some stuff that doesn't come across in the first 15.
He would like to hear that which we do not put on the air, because he knows it's there. And he had several comments about your joke, what was actually said, what the lead-in word on the joke was.
Oh, freaking bad. They gave me a freaking chihuahua.
He left that on my machine, which was really funny. And then I didn't realize how easy it is for people on a computer anywhere to pick it up.
Yeah, I got friends who listen in Minneapolis.
Some guy in D.C. left a message on my machine that he heard, and he disagreed with something that I said on some subject matter involving the East. And then last night, I spent some time with Billy Tosin. Billy Tosin was a congressman from Louisiana who was a Democrat.
Spell his last name.
T-A-U-Z-I-N? Yeah, something like that.
Ah, I remember. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Billy Tosin. Really a funny guy. Just funny, funny, funny. Good friend of Edwin Edwards.
Uh-huh.
Was on his way. He's going to go visit Edward Edwards in jail.
Prison. Prison, not jail. Prison.
He said that he and Edward Edwards and Mary Landau and a couple of other people were scheduled to endorse Clinton the first time Clinton was running.
The endorsement
was occurring at the same moment plane lands and the news just hit that Paula Jones had done her number, or one of those women had jumped on Clinton to maintain the relationship.
I think the first one was Jennifer Flowers.
It was Jennifer Flowers then. And it was just before he did the 60-minute bit where Hillary was holding
his
hand.
Oh, yeah, right. New Hampshire. That was Sunday before New Hampshire.
Yes. So he said he got off the plane, and they saw him, and he said to Governor Edwards, can you give me some advice? All these press people are going to be asking me questions. And they said that I had a 12-year, passionate, wonderful relationship with this woman. How do I answer the question? What can I say? Edward says it's very simple. You tell them it is not possible to have both a passionate relationship and a 12-year relationship.
12 years of passion would drain anybody.
That's right. That's, yeah. He said, it's one or the other. And he said, Bill Clinton
did like
that,
Ross
and
Perot.
That ended the conversation. Every press guy fell out, what have you. Because Edward Edwards had given it the shot. I'm having Billy come to this program.
Oh, that would be
next
great.
Time he's in town. We had so much fun last night. Oh, we had so much fun. We drank too much wine, too. Much too much wine. We were drinking Cane 5. We were at Morton's in the basement, in the private room.
What is Cane 5?
Cane 5 is a mixture of the best of the Cabernets and the Merlots. And it comes out really...
It's Napa?
No, yeah, from Napa.
Oh.
No. Oh, no. No, no, we're a Napa drinker.
That's right.
But it was a good time. And then I closed it out with key lime pie.
Sounds like you ate better than I did last night. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Coming up, we have Bill Lockyer, the California Attorney General, Bob Summerby, be with us. We're looking for Marianne Akers, Tim Redman, Dorka Keene. It's a chock-a-block show, as you've come to expect. Keeping it real on Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Eggman, and call me Sally.
Hot, submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week, anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you, you've been a great audience.
El Palazzo, come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding.
Try to catch me riding.
Pimp slapping. Complacency with the steely fingers of the truth. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on this gorgeous morning. Gorgeous. It is Thursday, July 20th. And it's the year 2006. I'm Will Durst.
Yes, and I'm Willie Brown. And ordinarily, this would be considered DC Day, and we'd lead off with Heard It on the Hill for Marianne Akers. But unfortunately, as is occasionally the case with our far-flung correspondents, they sometimes have meetings that they can't extricate themselves
from. No, they're movers
from.
And shakers, and
yes.
They're moving and shaking.
And everybody wants a piece of them. But she would have had a ball telling us how Clinton is going to endorse Joe Lieberman next Monday? What?
Well, apparently,
what is this world coming to?
She sent us all her notes, so we got what she would have talked about today. And apparently, Clinton and Lieberman, Joe Lieberman, go way back, Bill Clinton. And Clinton, when he went to Yale as a law student, he worked on Lieberman's 1970 state Senate campaign. So I think friendship usually... You know, it usually outs over any sort of ideological differences.
Well, this, I don't think I would focus on those kinds of differences. I do think, however, that friendship also says you don't kick me when I'm down. And when Clinton was having all that trouble with Monica, one of the lead-in kickers was one Joe Lieberman.
That's right.
He was very outspoken and very critical of Clinton and his conduct vis-a-vis Monica. And I would think that, you know, given the opportunity, I would schedule a press conference, but
payback,
I think I would say, hey, Joe, you know, I just remember.
You don't remember 1998, do you? You, me,
yeah.
Different
Monica.
Side of the aisle.
As a matter of fact, if Clinton had any real taste, he'd have Monica show up with him.
Remember her, Joe?
Yeah, she wants to walk a precinct for you.
Actually, we got word that Marianne is going to join us at 7:35.
Oh, good. And we'll hold on any further comment, because I'm sure that the way she is writing it in her column on Heard It on the Hill, it ought to be an interesting twist.
He does say one thing interestingly. He was speaking at Aspen. You know, they had that big
at the Institute.
Yeah, at the Ideas Conference or whatever they called it, and he said that Democrats, demonstrating their own divisions over the Iraq War, rather than ousting Republicans, are pursuing, and this is a quote, the nuttiest strategy I ever heard in my life. And, you know, that's a great phrase. It just reminds me of Clinton. Clinton could get away with saying this stuff and appearing colloquial, and it sounded like a real human talking. And we don't have that anymore. Bush, you know, when he's being colloquial, he's being the frat boy, you know? He's talking to the Prime Minister of Great Britain with a roll in his mouth while he's chewing. He's giving somebody a back rub. He's saying the S word. And Clinton just had a little bit more elan. You know what I mean? I mean, he was just, I trusted him more.
Well, you know, she would have accepted the back rub from Clinton.
Now there's your division.
That's a distinction.
The biggest distinction between the
absolutely,
two.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, I'll give you a week to stop that.
Take your time, Mr. President. A little more to the left.
No, much lower.
Yes, it would have been. Yes, Clinton really portrays that perspective of a president. He looks like a president, sounds like a president, acts like a president, while at the same time being very personable with everybody, very focused on the person with whom he is engaging, and he just makes you feel good. And the language that he uses is common enough so that it's clearly understood, it's precise, it isn't offensive at no point, and many times it's not terribly misleading, you know.
Not terribly misleading.
Not terribly misleading. I did not have sex with that woman.
He was pointing at Helen Thomas.
Yeah.
He meant that woman.
That one right there. I did not. I never had such relations. That one. Oh,
I want
or
you
that
to know
one
that.
Over there. Barbara Mikulski. Or...
That's why the Republicans never had a shot at him, because every bubba in the country would have used the same denial.
It's what you do. It's about cheating on your life. You have to lie about cheating. It's in the book.
Did we ever do
it's
that
on
show?
On page 37.
Did we ever do the show about where it's appropriate to lie? You know, that was a
we started
story.
That. We started that.
Because
I did a little burst on that.
Yeah.
But we didn't do a whole show on it.
Yeah,
and
but
we,
you
should,
did a burst
we should.
Of
we should dedicate a show about lying.
Since there are some specialists in the room.
How about George Bush? The Healthy Forest Initiative allows for more logging. The Clear Skies Bill increases pollution. That's why everybody was afraid of a Social Security reform measure.
You're missing the opportunity of a lifetime. You got to go see Durst on stage.
No,
those
no,
are things
no,
that come. No, those are things that come directly from the stage presentation. That's the beauty of your.
Look at the guys in the studio audience here, a little nonplussed, as we say.
But Clinton he'll have an effect if he does go into Joe's state. You'll have a decide.
I heard a poll, and I don't know where this came from. I mean, you hear this stuff, you listen, you know, you're a news junkie like us, and you're always listening to News Talk, or you're always watching MSNBC or something, CNN. And I heard a poll today that Lamont is ahead of Lieberman.
No way.
Yes.
Can't be.
That's what I heard amongst likely voters in the Democratic primary.
You got to be kidding.
No.
That would be startling. I've always been of the opinion that Lieberman was going to pull it out. I've been predicting that consistently. I just don't think a one-issue candidate can ultimately triumph against a tried, true, and the. You know,
I don't know what a Connecticut trusted. Democrat is like, though.
No, I don't either. But I got to assume that if they've elected Joe too many times, they aren't going to suddenly become like Berkeley radicals or San Francisco progressives. And, the, you know, or people in West L.A. who are against the war, you just don't, I don't think you can turn people out singularly. It's like that guy was here yesterday. I don't think you can turn people out. Dean, everybody claims, you know, how great he was and all this stuff. He didn't win anything. What did he want? He wanted Vermont?
Never,
one caucus
never
or something?
Never a big fan of Dean.
No, but he didn't win anything. So all of the comments. And then, of course, Bush showed up at the NAACP.
Oh.
Well, he is showing up at the NAACP.
Yeah, he's going to talk.
He was there the first time when he ran. He was a candidate. He's never been there as the president.
5 years.
And now he's showing up, you know, for whatever reason, I assume.
I think there's an election going on.
Well, no, but he's not up. He's
I know. Forgive me for being cynical.
No, but he's got to be trying to help the Republicans in the congressional races and in the Senate race. I've said, though, that one of the telling factors, if Angelitos ever gets around to it, is to use the footage of Schwarzenegger and Bush together.
Hugging each other.
Yeah, I think that would hurt. I think that would hurt Schwarzenegger.
Just run that clip of Schwarzenegger at the Republican convention in New York City in the year 2004. Just run that clip. Just run that speech.
Yeah, doing the thing on behalf
of... That's all you got to do.
...of Bush. And then,
you don't need any sound at front. You don't need to intro it. You don't need to outro it. You don't need to put Angelitos on there. Just run that clip of Schwarzenegger and Bush hugging each other.
And tonight, down in Hillsboro, there's a big fundraising event. And it's Bush 1. And
H.W., George H.W.?
That's right. George H.W.
He's
doing
a
fundraising
Bush.
Event. And
so Schwarzenegger's hiding under the safe Bush.
Yeah, but all of a sudden the clean money people are showing up to demonstrate. And a couple of other people are showing up to demonstrate. So that which plagued and annoyed Schwarzenegger the most last fall was the constant appearance of people who were protesting. And they're coming down to Hillsboro to protest.
Ah.
After he had a good presentation yesterday with no protesters.
The crows are coming home to roost.
Commonwealth Club.
Yeah, I wish I had seen that.
You think the Jim Crows are coming too?
We are keeping it real. With Will and Willie and 960, The Quake. Coming up, Marianne Akers.
732 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's get to news headlines after we check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. This time we're brought to you by Caltrans. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Orinda, real slow on 24. Actually, from the 680-24 interchange all this morning, there was an earlier, just a couple of monstrous messes. Most of them are all gone now, but you've got residuals, and that's why you're slower than normal. Slow traffic from A Street up to this crash, Highway 4 westbound, before Bailey Road. The approach is to the maze. Okay, metering lights are on, back up to the end of the parking lot. Despite the work at Devil's Slide, the San Mateo coast is clear. Take a drive along Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. The unique shops, restaurants, and lodging are calling. Take a break. You can get there from here. The San Mateo County coastline within your reach. You check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:33. This is what's happening on 960 The Quake. Today, the fifth Spare the Air Day of the summer season. Forgive us if you know the drill, but for those of us who don't, most of the area's biggest public transit systems participate in the Spare the Air program. That means free rides all day on Muni, BART, AC Transit, VTA, Caltrain, and all others. Documents obtained by the American Civil Liberties Union show a federal Homeland Security agent reported information about student protests in Berkeley and Santa Cruz on a Pentagon terrorism database. Officials acknowledge that the reports on protests, which took place in April 2005 against military recruiters on campus, shouldn't have been included, and they've since removed them, so they say. Israel's army chief preparing his troops for a long battle against Hezbollah. In a letter to soldiers and officers, he says the fighting could last, quote, much longer, and that it will continue, quote, as long as necessary to secure Israel. The fighting erupted last week after the capture of two Israeli soldiers. Heard Will and Willie chopping this up a few minutes ago. A fundraiser at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Hillsborough. Benefit for Governor Schwarzenegger's reelection campaign. George H.W. Bush will be there, and so will supporters of Prop 89, which you're going to find on your November ballot. Prop 89 is a so-called clean money reform plan that, if passed, would strictly limit campaign contributions by corporations and individuals, put a lid on candidate spending, and establish publicly financed campaigns paid for with a 0.2% increase in the corporate income tax rate. Samtrans celebrates its 30th birthday today, and to thank their average 50,000 daily riders for their business, starting this hour and all day, you'll see various friendly staffers at various stops handing out thank you lollipops. Quake weather today, heat back inland, upper 90s in the North Bay, near 100 in the Far East Bay, and there's going to be a few 90s on the peninsula as well, and our cool spot, of course, on the coast with highs in the 50s and 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for two full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
They were a part of the musical landscape of the 70s, and soon they're coming to the Bay Area, and the Quake has your free tickets. For a chance to see Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View Tuesday, July 25th, log on to quakeradio.com.
HD Radio is a great new technology that offers static-free digital sound, plus new, exciting free programming. But if you don't have the right tuner, you miss it all. At Crutchfield.com, we'll help you find the HD Radio that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
For those of you in a car that is moving, it is a beautiful day here in the Bay Area on Thursday, July 20th, the year of our Lord, 2006. It is 7:39, and you are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we have a guest on the phone line, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Hey, lady, welcome. Marianne Akers from Roll Call Newspaper, which is Heard on the Hill, is her column. It's four times a week, and because we preempted you, you had a little meeting, so we did disclose your big scoop, I'm afraid.
Did you?
We did indeed.
Without me?
No, we attributed it to her. We were very circumspect.
And we left it for you to give the nitty-gritty details.
Thank you, Willie.
Joe Lieberman and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, isn't this surprising after Hillary Clinton, the senator, said that she would not support him if he loses his primary? Now, that left some people wondering whether she had harbored ill feelings about his outspoken criticism of the president during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. But obviously, the president harbors no such ill will.
Which I do not understand. I would think that he would call the press conference, and at the moment the start of the press conference at the beginning, he would at that moment remember, wait a minute.
We'll find out on Monday.
And Monica Lewinsky pops out of a cake.
Yes, as a precinct walker. And watches Joe Lieberman.
Well, you know, so the source close to the Lieberman campaign claims that Clinton, Bill Clinton, is actually going to endorse Joe Lieberman's Senate campaign on Monday. Now, Bill Clinton put out a statement saying that he's going to campaign. He put out the statement today after our newspaper was published. Of course, the story came out last night, probably around 11 p.m. when we posted it. And Bill Clinton's office put out a statement saying that, in fact, he will be campaigning for Joe Lieberman. He did not use the word endorsement or endorse.
That's implied, though. If he's campaigning for him,
That does imply an endorsement, doesn't it?
It sure does. And they're going to be holding a news conference on Monday up in Connecticut. And so I think it's pretty clear what's going to happen. I think he will endorse him. And, you know, he's been saying things lately that have indicated that he will be supporting him. He said Democrats should not be going after one of their own. He's not been happy to see liberals going after Joe Lieberman over his support of the Iraq War. And he said something, I put this in my column today, he said something at the Aspen Institute recently. He referred to Lieberman as his friend, and he said in the case of a guy like Joe Lieberman, he said he got endorsed in Connecticut by labor, by environment groups, by gay groups, by all these other groups. We've got a world of differences between ourselves and the Republicans, he was saying. So he said, I think the Democrats are making a big mistake to go after each other.
Well, you know, Bill Clinton on the score was at all times kind of at odds with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party before he became the president. He was head of that leadership council.
Democratic Leadership Council.
That's right, which was the conservative wing of the Democratic Party, so to speak.
Right, and Joe Lieberman was a part of that.
Very much a part of that. So it doesn't surprise me that Bill Clinton would have some issue with reference to the war, because the knock on his wife Hillary and her candidacy is exactly that, that she's not progressive enough on issues like the war. And so his coming out and being of assistance to Joe Lieberman.
So you see it as a barrier to criticisms towards Hillary?
I do.
It's
I see
like
him
first front.
Absolutely. I think he's decided that if Hillary is to really be helped, they'd better try to nip this kind of opposition in the bud and use Joe Lieberman to do that.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right.
And
yeah, because she's getting it from both sides. You know, liberals are really ticked off at her for going too far right, and then, of course, you have the conservatives ticked off at her because they think she's a lefty liberal. So you're absolutely right, and I think this is a smart strategy. And I think he genuinely doesn't like to see Democrats going after each other.
It's Marianne Akers from Roll Call Newspaper. Her column is Heard on the Hill. She's with us every Thursday, D.C. Thursday, here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. But it seems like these days Democratic Leadership Council is an oxymoron. It's like George Bush foreign policy.
Marianne, I saw a photograph of Jesse Jackson at the NAACP convention. I read where Bush is going to speak at the NAACP convention.
Right.
And in your column, you had something about Jesse being on the Hill.
Yeah, the Reverend was on the Hill. Yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on to extend the Voting Rights Act. And so it was a momentous, you know, it was a completely, what was the vote, 20-something to zero. Of course, it was unanimous, and everyone expected that. But there were several civil rights leaders there, including, of course, Jesse Jackson. But what was interesting is that the Reverend is walking through the halls. He was looking for Harry Reid's office, because after the Judiciary Committee voted on the Civil Rights Act, they were meeting in Harry Reid's office to talk strategy about getting it to the floor, right? So the Reverend was looking for Reid's new office. Things have changed since he was the shadow senator in D.C. And who did he run into but Senator Trent Lott? Now, if you remember, Jesse Jackson was instrumental in Lott's fall from grace.
Oh, yes.
Yes, after he gave the...
the Strom Thurmond thing.
The Strom Thurmond speech, exactly, the birthday speech, hailing the Dixiecrat as a great leader, saying he should have been president. Well, Jesse Jackson was one of the first people, if not the first, to come out publicly calling for Trent Lott's ouster as majority leader. So yesterday it was interesting when they ran into each other in the hallway, and then they're riding the elevator together, and Trent Lott is giving Jesse Jackson directions to Harry Reid's office. They were acting all chummy and
You're kidding.
No.
Well, is this one of those things that time heals all wounds, or is this strange bedfellows, or is this just politics?
Well, I think it's just politicians being good actors, because they were, you know, they're chatting, they're being all chummy, and Lott they were talking about Katrina. They were talking about cleanup of Hurricane Katrina and swapping stories. And then Lott looked at us and sort of winked and said, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, Jesse and I are preaching together now. And sort of had the look that suggested, probably not going to be a revival anytime soon.
Well, you know, Trent Lott is a part of a lawsuit around the Katrina issue. Apparently, insurance companies have decided they aren't going to pay damages that have been caused by the flood.
So if it's water damage, it doesn't get covered. If it's wind damage, it gets covered?
It gets covered, or vice versa.
Or is it? Yeah, which is it?
It's
wind or water?
It's one or the other. Either way, they aren't paying.
Either way, somebody's getting screwed.
That's right.
You're either wet or you're blown apart. Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Marianne Akers. It's always a pleasure. You have a great weekend and stay cool out there in the 202
and
area.
Make sure you call the new Republican leader by his right name. Beavis and Butthead. See, I read your column.
Marianne Akers, she's with us every Thursday on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Coming up, the Burst of Durst. And the next hour, 8 o'clock hour, we have the Attorney General of the State of California, Mr. Bill Lockyer. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 960, The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning RX trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning RX is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
So I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you, John. Today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by nobody. Query, how is this day different than other days? I'll tell you how. George W. Bush became a man yesterday. Mazel tov, yes, 5 years, 6 months, and 30 days into his presidency. And God, doesn't it seem like it was longer? More than 1,100 bills. He finally took out a pen, signed a veto statement denying Congress's will for the first time. Then he strutted out to the East Room and bench-pressed the piano. No. But he did surround himself with a bunch of kids who he claims wouldn't be here if the bill he had vetoed became law. Huh? What? Is he drinking again? If he signed this bill, there'd still be billions of stem cells available for research. What's he saying? That scientists are going to hog them all? Research is murder. That's his quote. Our fearless leader. And he got a standing ovation from it. From an invited audience, of course. He always has an invited audience. I wonder if we could get Congress to pass a stacked House bill where all politicians have to talk to everybody. Anybody just walks in off the street, not just invited audiences. And then we could have a president who represents everybody, not just rich, white, superstitious simpletons who give them standing ovations for triumphing over the dark forces of science. Once again, because their God doesn't like science. My God does, but my God doesn't count. Only theirs. Which is the same logic Hezbollah and Hamas use. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. All right.
Thank
Where's
you.
The applause?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Didn't suspect it was the end so quickly. I always catch these people by surprise.
And did you notice he didn't pound the table when he finished? He felt very passionate about it.
That's because I screwed up the table yesterday.
12 years of passion.
And we didn't have any microphones after I was done pounding the table.
Except it didn't disturb my coffee. It
do you have your table?
Started to move. No, I didn't. No, I have no coffee either.
Oh. That's why it didn't disturb your coffee.
For whatever reason, the things aren't as good as they were yesterday.
They're busy. Look at how frantic they are over there.
Yes, I understand very clearly. The Attorney General has already walked in. He's looking for the same thing.
He's got
great
no coffee.
Cappuccino.
No water, nothing.
So we aren't misrepresenting things. You can't get a cup of coffee, but you've got a better shot if you bring it with you.
Got a Java Juice down the street.
Yes,
there's a Starbucks up there.
Yes, they do. But the Bursts of Durst, always good. And for those of you out there who miss it, you shouldn't. If you go to...
That's right, quakeradio.com.
You get it.
Has all of our... Well, they
Absolutely.
Got What Would Willie Do's. They got the Joke of the Day. They got the Burst of... They're all archived. And you can listen to past ones. Or... If you're in a different town and you don't want to miss your fix, you can always stream us.
And, of course, under the right circumstances, we'll actually show up and do a live Burst of Durst. And what would Willie do?
I was just talking about that, yeah. There are some financial minimum requirements, however.
No, yeah. Thresholds.
Oh, is that what you call it?
You don't know what you're talking about.
How do you tell people when they can't afford you? Do you apologize for their budget being so conservative?
No, I tell them that... Here are the people that I know that perform in this pay class.
I do the same thing. I had to do that.
I always lead them with a recommendation.
Because they always think that you're going to negotiate down. You know.
No, are you kidding me? As a matter of fact, sometimes if there's something I really don't want to do, I put it up there with
you bounce it up?
Colin Powell and Tom Brokaw.
Oh, really?
And if I really don't want to do it, I put it up there with Bill Clinton.
Or Norman Schwarzkopf. Yeah.
Those guys are really expensive. And
Bill's getting, what, $300K a speech or something?
When he goes to Australia, it's $1 million.
It's a million. Seven figures. Well, didn't George H.W. do this thing where he went to Japan?
Yeah, and he threw up.
No, I'm not talking about the poor prime minister's lap. I'm talking about
after his presidency, he went and he gave a speech. And instead of taking the $1 million fee,
he took
everything in stock.
That's
and
right.
It ended up being worth like
$20 million.
Yeah.
The stock went up.
Yeah, like he needs more money.
That is correct.
It's like Peter Coyote is constantly getting this. All these movie stars are doing these anonymous voiceovers now for everything. And you go, oh, that's Charlie Sheen. Oh, that's Kiefer Sutherland. Oh, that's, you know, it's like they need more money. They're struggling actors and voice work talent people here in the Bay Area. Oh, it drives me nuts. Sorry, that was a little rant, too.
No. I repeat that. I want them to think about us. We're now voices.
That's right.
Attorney General is right here bragging. Yeah. He's got his. He's holding his. And he's showing it to me. As a matter of fact, he showed it to me, demonstrating.
He's mocking.
Well,
it's if you pay.
Oh, that threshold.
Or get paid.
The Attorney General, Bill Lockyer.
He's going to be with us until start of the next hour.
Comfortably sipping his cappuccino here. He's going to join us in the next hour. We also have the next hour. We have Bob Summerbee's going to join us. We have a great show.
Daily Howell.
Tim Redman from the Bay Guardian is coming up. And, of course, Dorka King talking to us about art.
We're all keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And let us not forget our fearless leader yesterday in the East Room.
This bill would support the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others. It crosses a moral boundary that our decent society needs to respect, so I vetoed it.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The American evacuees are starting to pour, first into Cyprus, then on to the U.S. Thousands of Americans heading out of Lebanon as the fighting there continues. Allison Swade, reaching Larnaca, Cyprus, says contrary to some complaints about the evacuation process, she's had a relatively smooth experience.
I think under the circumstances, with the number of people that they have to move, the personnel that we met with and that worked with us, and all of the stops were nothing but helpful.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler is at Baltimore Washington International Airport, where the evacuees are arriving.
A lot of the people who were on this flight were children, so they talked about, these kids talked about hearing explosions in the homes and hotels that they were staying at. And it really sounds like it was very devastating for them.
CNN's Cal Perry's in a makeshift bomb shelter in Tyre in southern Lebanon, where Israeli warplanes have been bombing.
We have been, I would say, shelled fairly consistently throughout the day. There are periods of time where it seems to go calm, and then you can hear the sort of thundering shells in the distance. Sometimes those shells come closer to the city.
For the first time in his presidency, George Bush is speaking to the NAACP convention. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports live from Washington that this comes after the president has rebuffed the organization's requests for him to speak in the past.
Well, Jim, he's still speaking now, and it's been 6 years since the annual meeting heard from George W. Bush. He's been president 5. He even joked about the introduction he got.
I thought what he was going to say, it's about time you showed up.
Mr. Bush has many fences, not only for his reluctance to speak to the gathering, but for Republicans.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
In the past, the president has been stung by NAACP leadership comments regarding his policies. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
The U.S. Air Force test-fired a Minuteman missile today from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The military says it hit its target 4,200 miles out in the Pacific. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW. BMW.com.
Time for quick traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Traffic this time brought to us by Wells Fargo. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Fremont, couple of problems. 880 southbound of Fremont Boulevard. Motorcycle crash. Maybe the two center lanes blocked. The backup is from Mowry. And then you go down to Automall Parkway. You see a three-car crash. The right lane's blocked. Pretty slow through there. San Jose troubles on 101 northbound before Oakland Road. Another motorcycle down in at least one lane. Ambulance will be there in a few minutes. Metering lights on. Back up to about Grand Avenue. Upper deck looks fine into San Francisco. Spare the air day today. Transit is free. Most of them. BART has some slight delays at the moment. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer. It's called My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. Get headlines at the bottom of the hour now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's progressive talk station. 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are back here, keeping it real, with Will and Willie, down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. People are here at the Hotel Vitale watching us do our little show, so it's a visual for them, the couple of people who are here.
Safe.
And joining us, joining the mayor, is the Attorney General of the State of California, Mr. Bill Lockyer. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Delighted to be your lawyer. We bill $146 an hour, by the way.
That's it?
That's our rate.
That's it?
Yeah, when we represent, you know, the Department of Health Services or Water Board or
$146 an hour?
Yep. Pretty good rate, huh?
That's a great rate.
We can't contract out, so.
back up for a second.
$146
That's
an hour?
What we get to bill for our 20,000 lawsuits we do for the state of California.
For billable
Actually,
hours.
There's 60,000 altogether. A third are criminal, a third are civil, a third are environment, and so on.
I won't even.
What is it? Yeah, what will you do for $146 an hour?
What?
What will you do for $146 an hour?
Absolutely nothing.
You can see why my lawyers are underpaid.
Yes, and that.
And that includes, by the way, and that's bundled. That's the secretary, the postage, and all those little things they charge you for when you go to one of those
paper clips.
Yeah.
It's all inclusive.
Stamps.
Yeah. Yeah,
really.
That's what we get to.
Kleenex for sobbing clients.
That's what we get to, you know, charge our government clients.
Early on the show, we had reference to a dispute.
Right.
That Trent Lott's involved in the South. In California, you obviously have some parallels when you think in terms of the floods here, you think in terms of the fires and the other kind of natural disasters that insurance companies hopefully have insured against, as well as the whole business involving earthquakes. What's your take, Mr. Attorney General? Is it wind or fire, a flood?
Well, in our state and in most in the country, including the New Orleans claims, wind is covered and water is generally excluded from homeowner and business insurance casualty policies. I was talking to a professor at Tulane in New Orleans recently who has been handling a lot of those lawsuits, and he said you can produce the scientific evidence of which hit first. Usually wind will come in before the water does, and especially if the levee subsequently breaks and so on. But you have to sort of separate out the damage done by water compared to wind if you can. Well, he was telling me that this weekend that the first people in to rescue people in New Orleans, in his area, were the Canadian Mounties. They were there first. And before FEMA, of course, was even thought about. And
I don't think FEMA's there yet.
The second people in were the Mexican Marines. And the FEMA was out, you know, thinking about it or whatever they were doing.
Immigrants always get to the scene faster than locals.
maybe that's the lesson. I don't know.
Did the Canadians sneak across the Rio Grande?
Now, how does that relate to California? Because
earthquake
and then fire, you know, because the fire damage. So what would the stance of the insurance companies be that the earthquake, in order to lessen their liability? There, it would be that the because
usually earthquake is excluded.
Fewer people have earthquake insurance than they do fire insurance.
Right.
So they would claim that the earthquake caused the damage.
You actually buy earthquake insurance usually separate from everything
we
else.
We have.
Right.
Yeah.
We have
a separate earthquake policy. But on the water side, you can actually insure against water. The argument there in the South, I think, is because of the general policy against certain kinds of damage. But for example, here in San Francisco, landlords regularly insure against water damage caused by pipes that burst, floods that come from sewer systems and all those things. And you can specifically insure against that.
But not flash floods?
Well, I don't know about flash floods. I assume you could, but you'd have to pay a hell of a premium.
It'd be a different premium.
Yeah, it'd be a different premium, but you can. But in the case of Trent Lott, the issue was a general policy against damage, and in this case, it's wind-driven damage, not water-driven damage.
Now,
so he's hired his brother-in-law, Scruggs, who did the tobacco lawsuits, a lot of other one of the most prominent trial lawyers in the country to represent him against the insurance company.
Which case was he involved in? The one in Florida?
His home was destroyed.
No, but in the tobacco case.
Yes, Mississippi, Florida, and then eventually some of the other all around the country.
Oh, so he was the lead attorney on that?
Yeah.
We're speaking with the California Attorney General, Mr. Bill Lockyer.
Soon to be treasurer. He's also the Democratic nominee for the job of treasurer of the state of California. We had the pleasure of having him on when we were broadcasting from the Capitol on the day after the primary election.
He joined us right there in the Willie L. Brown Jr. conference room.
Do you have an opponent in the fall?
Yes. Do I have to advertise for him?
No, you do not.
I do have a Republican opponent.
Is he well known?
Obviously not. I don't know his name.
He's a fellow from Southern California that is on the Board of Equalization. So, you know, mostly Bay Area people wouldn't be familiar with that name.
Yesterday,
Parrish is the guy's name.
George Bush, the President of the United States, vetoed the stem cell research bill, effectively dooming us to deal with the stem cell line that has been contaminated with mouse DNA. Which is interesting.
Well, you know, you might go to work for Disney or something.
Yeah, perhaps it was a Disney plot. How does that affect the California law? Because we had a proposition encouraging stem cell research here in California.
Well, and a $3 billion bond to invest in the research and development of those medicines eventually that would hopefully address spinal problems and heart disease and Parkinson's and diabetes and other things that many scientists and doctors think will eventually be addressed successfully because of this kind of research. Well, we have our own law, and the federal law doesn't prevent us from going forward. Our difficulty has been that the groups that were opposed, that mostly are sort of pro-life perspective, sort of like Bush's view on this issue that you heard in his veto, they've sued. Now, they've lost in Alameda County Superior Court, and it's now been appealed, going up the ladder. And at some point, of course, probably the state Supreme Court will have to render an opinion.
And that'll be the end of it? It won't go to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Probably not. I mean, technically it can, but it's very rare that a state law matter like that would be reviewed by the federal court.
Now, usually opponents of something like this will, tell me if I'm wrong, but they will cherry pick a court to go into where they think they have a better shot at winning. Did they pick Alameda County on purpose?
Well, that's where they filed, yes.
I would have gone to Stanislaus County or one of the more conservative counties.
I'm not sure what their thinking was in that respect, but it was heard by a judge in Alameda County who did a very fine job. Lengthy opinion, very careful. The big issue, the main issue, not these religious ones and so on that were sort of there, but not the legal matters. Was whether too much authority delegated to this commission that runs the program, and is that a violation of the state constitution that says you can't privatize that way?
And it's your lawyers that is represented in the state,
yes,
in this particular issue,
right.
And it's because the agency sued was one created by the people by that direct vote, and they'd been the ones that had extended and are exercising the privileges afforded them.
Well, correct. Plus, and we represent them and the governor and so on. And with respect to defending a state law, that's our job. You know, I mean, we get uncomfortably, we're defending the law on gay marriage as an example, because that's our job, is to defend the state law.
What's the status of the gay marriage measure here in California? The New York court ruled dramatically about 3 weeks ago. The Georgia court ruled a few weeks ago as well.
Predictably.
And apparently there must be another 44 or so states that have some form of a ban or something pending.
Correct.
Including now the state of Massachusetts that's about to put a matter on the ballot. The state of California, what's the status of the issue originating from the San Francisco effort by the mayor in 2004?
Right. Well, the groups that were denied a right to marry eventually by the state Supreme Court that invalidated the mayor's action sued the state of California. So, of course, we're the state. We defend the Department of Health Services that issues the licenses and that sort of thing. They're our client, as well as the law that we're obligated to defend. And it's that group prevailed in the Superior Court in San Francisco that said it's a denial of equal protection and there ought to be marriages afforded to couples of all sorts. And then we appealed. The Court of Appeals in San Francisco will render a decision sometime in the next couple of months on it. And it's expected whatever they do, it'll probably go to the state Supreme Court. I guess other than the legal issues, which are very interesting but somewhat complicated, the tactical one you have to ask is, have those of us who are comfortable with gay marriage caused all these state backlashes that are going to enshrine in their state constitutions prohibitions that probably won't go away until there's a liberal U.S. Supreme Court, and I don't think that's going to be in anyone's lifetime that I know.
Hmm.
So it does raise sort of a tactical question, I guess, about the right way to get these civil rights victories.
Which is a big argument amongst the gay marriage community right now.
Yes.
This is an election season, Mr. Attorney General, and the top of the ticket at the moment is Schwarzenegger versus Angelides.
Correct.
Give us your take on where you think the things are and what the candidates must do to ultimately succeed.
Well, certainly conventional wisdom right now seems to be that the governor will get reelected, that it's rare to go back to Colby Olson in the 40s to find an incumbent governor defeated and so on. That's sort of the chatter you hear mostly. But there's considerable enthusiasm on the Democratic side with environmental groups, labor groups, the nurses and others that are really pushing hard to make a change in Sacramento. So I think it's a toss-up. It's still to be won or lost by either guy, depending on the nature and quality of the campaign. Schwarzenegger, you know, we're seeing Arnold 3.0. This is the third rendition of Arnold's, and he's much more moderate and so on. I like this one.
I like the first one, too. Yeah. It's the second one.
You're right. The second one was awful. So I'm worried about the even numbers. You know, what's 4.0 going to be if he's reelected? That's kind of an issue that people need to think about, plus, obviously, his campaigning for Bush and all of those things.
We're speaking to California Attorney General and future treasurer-elect of the state of California, Mr. Bill Lockyer. I want to talk to you about the oil companies and whether or not they are gouging. How do you find out? Is there anything that the state can do? In the next segment on Keeping It Real with Win and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo's sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Freedom of choice. What you got? Freedom of choice.
You have the freedom of choice here. You can listen to any radio station, but you have chosen to be smart and show your intelligence and real smartness by listening to 960 The Quake. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on Thursday, July 20th, 2006. It is 8:22, and our guest here in Keeping It Real is the Attorney General of the State of California and future Treasurer, Mr. Bill Lockyer. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Well, you had a question going out.
Yeah.
Oil companies.
These guys just, there's got to be something that we can do to keep them. Every time there's a minor blip, they just raise it 30 cents. And, of course, all these obscene profits are just coincidental. Yes, and this upthrust middle finger is just an involuntary muscle spasm. I'm wondering, is there anything the state can do? Do you have any plans?
We're investigating them right now.
It's a leading question.
And so starting next week, we have depositions with the CEOs and top management in all the major oil companies to ask these kinds of questions of, you know, why is it that refining margins in California are significantly higher than anywhere else in the country? And when these spikes occur, you know, they say it's just passing on the cost of oil that went up on the planet. Well, this last several months, there's an Energy Commission report for us that shows the cost went up 13%, but the
price
margin that they includes profit went up 120%. So I think they've got some explaining to do, and we're going to ask those kinds of questions. And also, you know, we CEO, we're investing in research and development. Well, it's very small, and it's mostly the cost of oil platforms that go up with inflation and so on that shows that they're spending more. Meanwhile, they're spending billions of dollars repurchasing stock, which is, you know, okay corporate behavior. There's nothing illegal about that. But it shows what the priorities are. They want to run the stock up. The executive compensation typically goes up if the stock values go up and so on. And that's not putting your consumers ahead of the line to try to get some benefit.
The investigation, which you're talking about doing with the oil companies, is that somewhat similar to what you did when you went to get the energy companies and their gouging of the state?
Well, that's true. In the energy, you know, it was blatantly illegal, Enron and those other guys. And so we had 100 lawsuits. We recovered $6.5 billion from the various companies, and there's still some of those lawsuits that are going on. So it's kind of like that, yes, although in the case of the energy companies, you know, they conspired in some instances to fix prices and keep a higher price and ship it out of state and then ship it back in with a higher price and so on, which you can more easily do with electrons than you can with petroleum. So there's probably not the same sort of organized conspiracy, if you will, with respect to oil companies. There's just similar behaviors. There's only a handful of them that control all of the market, all the way from drilling to the corner gas station. And so you have, you know, what economists call an oligopoly, which isn't illegal. Unless they actually sit somewhere and fix prices or can control the market movement by their own behavior. Now, Bill Gates, we sued Microsoft, and, you know, he had 96% of the world's operating systems. Even that was legal. It was what he did with his monopoly that violated law. Standard Oil is the largest California company, and it's about 26% of the market. So we're not even close to the Bill Gates level yet. So the question is, you know, can you increase competition? Can you expand refineries? Can you get people to drive less or have fuel-efficient vehicles? Now, I came here in a hybrid vehicle. I don't know, Willie, about you. Well, you walked, probably.
But, you took public transportation.
It's spare the air day.
Yeah, that's right. You got free. You got a free.
What was your hybrid?
Where is it?
What is it?
Well, I have two. I have a Prius, which is the personal one, and then I have a Ford, which is the state car, so I buy American ones.
So the state's buying hybrids.
Well, for me.
That's Now, it's hard to prove collusion. We didn't do too
That's
well
right.
against the oil companies, and you say it was even more obvious.
No, he just said that we did.
I mean the energy companies.
Yeah, 6.9.
Yeah, about $6 billion plus in recovered money. Now,
out of what?
Well,
how much did they rape us
for? We think
about $50 billion,
about
right?
$9 that we thought should have been recoverable if the federal energy regulators had cooperated and they were an obstacle all along the way.
So we might have gotten 75%.
Of what was reasonable to claim, yes. Now, there were other price increases that really were cost increases. They weren't market manipulation, as we heard about on the tapes and so on.
Attorney General Bill Lockyer on 960 The Quake.
And do you know that the Attorney General personally kept Ken Lay from ever coming to the state of California? His great line. What was that line, Mr. Attorney General?
Well, you know, the context was Gray Davis, as governor, called me and said, you know, we're having a terrible time negotiating these contracts with these energy guys. Could you say something? You know, it'll get them kind of a little bit more flexible. So I called the Wall Street Journal saying, well, they'll write something the business guys read. And I said, you know, I'm looking forward to when escorting Ken Lay to the 8x10 cell shared with the tattooed dude Spike. And, I just thought it'd be in the Wall Street Journal. It turned out it was in a lot of things. And,
cartoons.
And, you know, we won't get into whether there was or wasn't justice, in the fact that he didn't actually have to serve.
Did you say his new husband, Spike?
You're getting close to what I said. The part I started getting really carried away.
Now, are we just going after the oil companies or the individual gas stations? Or are they culpable as
Actually,
well?
Probably not. They're mostly they just are passing along costs. And we've actually looked at gouging complaints. We had several hundred of them. We looked at the worst cases in the state. California's law is very weak in this respect, and you have to have an emergency declared. We think, we're not sure whether that means the president talking about Louisiana. Does that count? Or does it have to be a governor in California saying it's an emergency? So we've got a bill to try to clarify that carried by Speaker Nunez, Assembly Bill 457, that will say, okay, the governor can trigger it, not just the president. And
the governor can call
an emergency
disruption.
And then what would happen is if prices go up more than 10% for a longer period of time. Currently, it's 10%, and it only allows you to check on the corner gas station, not the refineries.
Uh-huh.
So the big change we're proposing is the refineries can't increase their prices 100% as they've done this spring.
Your office has also been quoted recently as raising questions about the coverage that security agencies, Homeland Security types, have been doing with reference to rallies and protests. And there seems to be some denying the governor's participating in it, or the office of the governor's participating in it. What is that all about?
Well, I think it's mostly mistakes get made, but it's not a conscious policy that's been adopted that let's go spy on rallies for anti-war rallies or whatever. But from time to time, some agent says something stupid or collects information, newspaper clippings, things of that sort. That actually happened in my office once, and I got rid of the guy. But, you can't get rid of anyone in civil service, but he's doing different work, you know.
He's a gnome.
Who said, well, these rallies, that might be terrorism, you know. And I said, come on, this is First Amendment, which we believe in for a long time in our country, you know. So they can peacefully protest. The Federal Homeland Security, the State National Guard, the State Homeland Security, all of them at some point or another have been caught keeping information about these sorts of peaceful rallies and stuff, and they're not supposed to do that. And so we just have to be more vigorous when we're doing this anti-terrorism work to see that civil liberties are protected. We have a policy. We're very strict about it.
Any possibility of addressing the business of telephone companies turning over information to the federal government using state resources to do that?
Probably not. That is, there is the lawsuit by the privacy groups against the companies. And so that's where we'll find out whether this doctrine Bush is claiming, national security basis to infringe on protected conversations under the old traditional doctrines, at least, what the rules are. We'll have to wait for a court hearing. But we're watching.
He's got special powers because he was bitten by a radioactive spider.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Attorney General Bill Lockyer, future treasurer of the state of California. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up, it's 8:32, and in the next segment, we have D.C. Thursday continuing with Bob Summerby. Here on 960, The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway?
Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rockin' and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
The San Jose Grand Prix.
We had doubts about the success of the Grand Prix.
The economics behind the checkered flag.
Business was fabulous.
The Grand Prix makes a difference when it comes to how they think about San Jose.
It was a great, wonderful surprise.
Listen for special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake. Time for Quake Traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
It's 8:36. I'm John Scott. Good morning. This report brought to us by Caltrans. Here's what's going on in the Bay Area. Fremont, 880 southbound of Fremont Boulevard, a motorcycle down. It looks like a couple of lanes are blocked. Pretty slow through there. The backup starts at Mowry. 101 northbound at Alum Rock. Big rig, another car blocking the right lane. Exact same kind of accident, different address. 580 westbound before Strobridge. And a new Fremont problem. Three-car crash after Automall Parkway. That's on 880 northbound. It's blocking the right lane. Metering lights are on the back up to about Grand Avenue. Remember, today is Spare the Air Day. Almost transit is free. The coast is clear. The San Mateo coastline, easy to reach via Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. Shops, lodging, restaurants, and recreation all just waiting to serve you. You deserve a break, and paradise is just a short drive away. The San Mateo County coastline within your reach. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. 8:37, here's what's happening at 960 Quake. Most of us use Mass Transit, get a free ride today. More hot weather in the forecast. Air conditions, looks like coastal and North Bay are going to be moderate today, but unhealthful in the East Bay. South Bay will be moderate today, and that counts for the afternoon commute, too, if you're uninitiated. Free rides for everybody today. A report shows the demand for rental housing has jumped in many metro areas in the West, driving up apartment costs across the major markets. According to a real estate research firm, the biggest rent increases were concentrated in California. The worst, San Jose. The average rent there climbed to $1,414 in the second quarter, 9% over last year. Israeli troops have punched through the Lebanese border again, reporting fierce resistance while looking for Hezbollah hiding places. Lebanese television says Israeli bomb strikes killed up to 70 people yesterday, making it the deadliest day since the fighting began. Governor Schwarzenegger is seeking changes to a bill that would make our state the first in the nation to cap greenhouse gas emissions from industrial sources. Among the stickiest points is a proposal that would create a board composed of agency heads within the governor's administration. It would have the power to implement a plan that sets emission caps. President Bush is telling the NAACP he wants to see an America where prosperity and opportunities reach into every block of every neighborhood. He was received rather coolly in his first appearance before the civil rights group. Bush said our nation remains an unfolding story of freedom and that all of us have an obligation to play our part. Quake weather today, sunny, real warm inland, highs around 100 in the Far East Bay, and 80s and 90s most everywhere else, with the exception of the lovely coast, which will be in the 50s and 60s with a touch of fog this afternoon. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We are live at the Vitale Hotel at 8:39 of the morning of July 20th, Thursday, the year 2006. And we have, it's part of DC Thursday every week, we have Bob Summerby.
Good morning, Will.
The DailyHowler.com. You can go there when we don't have him on board, but we do today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Wilbur.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I got an opener for Will specifically because I know he's the king of the baseball fans. Will, I went to see the Orioles play this week.
Who'd they play?
Oakland Athletics.
Ah.
Something I would not normally do, but I had a friend in from out of town who insisted. Here's the beautiful part. At the start of the game, after the national anthem, what does the announcer say? temperature at game time, 100 degrees.
Was it a day game?
It was a night game.
Oh, my living God.
That's what made it worse.
Oh, did you go to Boog Powell's?
Good Lord.
Did you have some barbecue at Boog Powell's?
No, I didn't have barbecue at Boog Powell's. I was wishing you were there so you could suffer for your avocation.
Well, the Giants pulled out a great game yesterday.
Honest to God, I'm sitting there saying we pay $27 each to sit in left field in 100 degrees. That's not right.
No, they should have paid you to make your own gravy.
And then, of course, the 50-year downpour follows after the third inning, so we get to watch the tarpaulin for an hour and a half. So that's just Major League Baseball, but I thought of you.
Oh, that's the game that Russ Ortiz started.
Yeah.
Oh, he went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 3 runs.
And did I mention we were in left field and a lot of balls were coming our way while he was...
Oh, poor Russ.
He was, that's actually part of why we sat there. But
they're hoping that Leo Mazzoni can actually pull him back together because he did a great job when he was with
him. It's all right with me, but I thought you'd want to hear that. That was a night game.
So what else is happening in D.C. besides the heat?
Horrible week, of course, and I'm not going to solve the Israel-Lebanon situation. I hope you won't mind, but it's really a kind of a fascinating time here as far as just what's going on in the politics, especially the Republican Party. I mean, there's been stuff in the Washington Post all week, including today, that I think is just, as Republicans try to come to terms with the Bush record, the article, front page of the Post today, GOP lawmakers edge away from optimism on Iraq. I think it's just fascinating. Talking about, this is John Thune, a standard conservative senator from South Dakota, the guy that beat Daschle narrowly, saying that if he were running for re-election this year, quote, you obviously don't embrace the president and his agenda, unquote. Another quote, the first thing I do is acknowledge that there have been mistakes made. He's talking about Iraq. It's just really fascinating. And, of course, I think yesterday it was in the Post, yesterday or Tuesday, big article, front page, about neocons beating up on Bush because he's not being aggressive enough. Really, it's just reached such an interesting point as we try to sort through the meaning of the Bush foreign policy record, especially in Iraq. So it's, it's a fascinating, it's a horrible situation around the world, obviously, but it's just creating fascinating attempts to come to terms with this. And I don't know if we're capable of it at this point. There's so much foolishness in our public discussion that it's going to be interesting to see how this works out.
Well, it'd be interesting also to hear what Bush says when he goes before the NAACP for the first time.
Yeah, well, I think he went at 11 Eastern. So I'll be interested to see what he said. First time he spoke before the NAACP as a candidate in 2000. That national convention was held right here in Baltimore, and he got pretty good press out of that at the time. And hasn't been back since, so it'll be interesting to see. The NAACP is under slightly different leadership now. Kwesi Mfume, who used to be my congressman, was head of the NAACP over the past period of time. And I love Mfume. There's a new guy there, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what happened today.
I can see him saying, yo, Julian.
Well, I don't think.
Yo,
I'm not
Bond.
Sure that was said. I'm
going to
guess that wasn't said, but I wouldn't. He might have given him a shoulder rub. I don't know. Maybe he was, when he made his naughty remarks that were sort of lampooned over in St. Petersburg this week, maybe he was just sort of limbering up for a down-home session with the NAACP. Who knows? So I don't think he yelled, yo, Julian, but I heard he spoke with Julian Bond privately or someone spoke with Bond, and they were told, of course, he'll be politely received, and we'll see. But, I mean, it's just fascinating. I think the most interesting thing that's happened this week is Bush's veto of the stem cell legislation.
Yesterday, yes, his first veto.
Really, it is fascinating. It puts him at odds with large parts of his own party, including many conservatives. And what's interesting to me, and this gets back to the question, are we able to reason these things out at all? Have we become a completely post-reality society? He had your buddy, Tony Snow, Will, not to blame you. referring to this process of the use of stem cells as murder to explain why he didn't want the federal funding going there. On the other hand, no one's suggesting that they stop private funding from doing this. Now, if this, as the Washington Post pointed out in an editorial, if this is murder, why is no one complaining? It just makes no sense. I mean, we have just reached a period when, at the highest levels of discussion, the statements made just don't even pretend to make
sense. there's absolutely no logic involved, no linear logic. We're speaking with Bob Summerby from the Daily Howler here on 960 The Quake, as we do every Thursday.
I mean, some people, do feel that that's what it is, and that's fine. I don't feel that way, but, you know, there are people who feel that way. But some of them are actually consistent and therefore oppose all funding or all such stem cell research. It just makes no sense. It's like, it's murder, but, well, we'll allow it as long as it's done by someone else.
And paid for by somebody else.
Right, and paid for, yeah. So that's sort of where our discussion has wanted.
Don't they seek the death penalty in federal cases? Aren't they doing? Isn't that murder?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
There are such penalties.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your head hurt now? Trying to see
the researchers, though, obviously would be charged with crimes if you followed Bush's logic.
That's the thing. That's what, you know, there is no logic. I mean, and I'm not saying this to denigrate people who really believe this, but if you think this is murder and you're president of the United States, why do you say nothing about the fact this is going on all over the country? I mean, it just makes no sense, but so little of our debate makes any sense anymore. Gosh, we still have John Stossel wandering around out here saying global warming isn't happening. I mean, I guess here's what I feel, and I blame liberal and mainstream journalists for this. We have
given equal weight. They give equal weight to both sides of the argument in some interest of being fair and balanced.
Yeah, I guess there's just a pundit. I'm not really talking about reporters, although it's ridiculous to put Stossel on the air to say this stuff and not challenge him. I always blame E.J. Dillon from the Post because he's so smart and so decent. When are these people, when are we going to have our Joseph Welch moment where we stand up and say, this has to stop, this stupid, ridiculous abuse of average people? Many people don't know when they listen to John Stossel. He's telling them a bunch of crap.
No, he's a scientist.
They don't know that. And
he knows more than we do.
When are major mainstream and liberal pundits going to stand up and say, this has to stop? We complain about it on the liberal web, but when do big pundits at the Washington Post say, enough of this? It's got to stop. Apparently, that's never going to happen.
You got 800 scientists saying that global warming is happening and it's man-made, and you got 3 scientists who are all paid and funded by the oil companies saying it's not happening, or the jury is still out.
By the way, did I mention the temperature at game time this week?
Bob Summerby. If you want to find more rantings and ravings of the very sane Bob Summerby, check it out at dailyholler.com. Thanks for talking to us, buddy. Stay cool.
All right.
Don't burst into flames. Coming up on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, we have What Would Willie Do? And the question today is being provided by one of you here at 960 The Quake.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now. Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do?
Francisco, a question.
A question of critical import, and it is not a rehearsed answer. He has not been apprised of the question before. It's a surprise question, and we are springing it on him right now. This question comes courtesy of Herman Hudson.
Well, I'm sure glad that you have a paper in front of you. That would upset me. You would go out and print something and put it on paper and...
No, this is from Herman.
Okay, well, I know.
Herman emailed this. He emailed the question, submitted of what would Willie do, by going to quakeradio.com, scrolling down to the Contact Us button, and clicking Email Will and Willie, and this is his question. What would Willie do if he were in Barry Bonds' shoes? And part B of the question, why are they after Bonds?
Well, let's start with part B of the question. They're after Barry Bonds because there is a belief among some of the people in the world of prosecution that athletes should not indulge in anything that might enhance or have the impression, or get the impression that they might enhance their ability to perform. And obviously it's a misguided concept which drives them. They are of the opinion that athletes ought to be role models for the world, so to speak, simply because of their gift and their talent, and for no other reason whatsoever. And when they're in that, they become very self-righteous, and they want to impose upon athletes a higher standard of conduct than they themselves engage in, etc. So that's why they after Barry Bonds. He is obviously the symbol of the most successful of all the baseball players. As Barry Bonds, the athlete, Willie Brown were Barry Bonds, I can tell you that I think I would do exactly what Barry is in fact doing, and that is making sure that the activities outside of the stadium, in the newspapers, on television, on radio, in the magazines, I would do my best to shield my psychic from it so that I can continue to perform and do the job for which I am paid. I am being paid about $20 million a year to hit a baseball, to catch a baseball, to throw a baseball, and to run bases where appropriate. And that's all I'm paid for. I'm not paid for anything else. And if I could concentrate and focus on making sure that I earn my keep every step of the way, and of course earning my keep may require me to knock in more than 41 runs, may require me to bat more than 246, may require me to hit more than 13 home runs, and I think I'd want to do that. And I think I would stop reading the newspapers. I would stop listening to those who attack on talk radio or on television. I would literally shelter myself away from all of that madness. I would do my best to be at my best every time I am seen in uniform, and that would be the way in which I would silence my critics and probably further infuriate the people that I spoke about at the outset of these comments. That's what I would do if I was Barry Bonds.
I think there should be applause after that, too. So what's your gut instinct tell you? Does he get indicted today?
I don't, you know, his appearance before the grand jury will not be what causes an indictment. They asked him questions, and he responded by saying that I have taken substance, but they were not, I had no knowledge that they may have been in what's called the category of steroids. And no one has disputed that. They can't find a soul. They've been trying to extort, literally, out of his trainer some function or some comment.
Who gets released from prison today?
Yes, that would cause you to believe that somehow Anderson contradicts Barry. The one thing, though, that is of some concern that I read in the paper was that when Barry called the cops about somebody exploiting him, and instead of asking and taking information about that, they turned and said, "Did you ever take steroids?" And he said, "No." Well, that's the, you know, that poor woman that's been all that time in jail.
Yeah. Same thing.
Same thing.
Everybody's cutting up on the same thing.
And then the girlfriend is talking about taking money from him that she claims he earned, signed and signature.
Tim Redman in the house, 960 The Quake, next hour.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway?
Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling.